graciously unto you. All right, lady, or I should say my sister, you are a Christian. That desire that you had in your heart to receive the Holy Ghost, you want to receive it, don't you? You've been troubled, it's caused you. You've been nervous for a long time, haven't you? You're sincere, old. Yeah, you have a heart trouble also. Your stuff, that's the nervousness is what caused that. Smothering you. Laying down is worse than ever. Isn't that right? I see you at the bed trying to hold yourself like, say, when I touch myself, oh, sister dear, you have more than that. You have cancer. That's on the breast too, isn't it? Uh-huh. Come here, sister. Do you believe that Jesus healed you 1900 years ago?
Sure do.
You accept it now?
I sure do.
Merciful God. Bless this woman. May she receive the Holy Ghost and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Go receive it, sister, and be well. Let's say praise the Lord. Now, there's something wrong with you, or you wouldn't be here, and you're not a critic, you're a Christian. You're a Christian. As soon as you walked up and I turned, I felt the Spirit witness. Now, there's something taking place to you right now, isn't there? Now, as a witness to the audience, would you raise your hand if that's true, a very odd, strange feeling? Now, her face is just now moving. The Spirit is coming on me now. See? Now, if I ever knew anything about you, it would have to come from some supernatural being. I don't know you, see, nothing about you. It would have to be known. Now, you are aware of this, that you come here and I don't know you, and now you have a witness there that there's something supernatural moving. And the feeling is kind of a warm welcome. Isn't that right? That's, see, in preaching you get anointed and feel happy, but this is more of a settled feeling. It's just moving back and forth between us now. And now, if I could be able to know anything of you, it would have to come through the supernatural realm. And you believe that it's what I say it is, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, ma'am. That's the reason you're here. Yes, ma'am. Now, of course, I see you wearing glasses. That would be your eyes. There's probably something different. Now, I don't want you to say nothing to me, just so I can see you. Now, I don't mean see. You know what? The prophet Elijah said, if it wasn't I respected the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you. See? In other words, look to see. You mean spiritually see what's wrong. Now, he's lovely, isn't he? The Lord Jesus, he certainly is. Now, perceiving that you are a Christian and you believe the Word of God. Yes, ma'am. You're a victim of circumstance. You've got many things wrong with you. Isn't that right? You have a stone in your gallbladder, for one thing. Isn't that right? And you also have a kidney stone. Isn't that right? You're suffering. See, what is that? It's a shock. Oh, it's diabetes, isn't it? You have diabetes. You're nervous, aren't you? Extremely nervous. Life hasn't been pleasant to you either. There's been like a string, yes, of down to there, a great dark string. Was that the truth, what was said?
That was absolute truth.
Was that, is the truth?
Absolutely true.
All right. That wasn't me that said that. I heard my voice, but I didn't know. I've seen you. You've been prayed much. You've been prayed for at many different times. And isn't that right? I've seen the vision before you. Now, do you believe me as his prophet? All right, go home, you're healed. Jesus Christ has made you well, sister. And God bless you, go. Thank you, God bless you, sister. How do you mean, sister? Our Master is lovely, isn't he? I do not know at this time what's wrong with you, but you're a believer, and there's something out in the audience pulling the same way. Now, it's a kindred spirit. It's something moving the same thing that you have. The spirits are kindred, just like you've heard birds of a feather. See? They go together. And demon power, demonology, works the same manner. And you're standing here, you're my sister, you're suffering, and we're strangers, aren't we?
Yes, that's true.
And just a moment, if someone sitting right in there was the same thing you have, and it's bothering me quite a bit, would you turn this way just a moment? This way, you look to me, just turn this way, I want to talk to you just a moment. Kind of get my back to the case, you see, because it bothers me. I can't see what it is. And they're pulling, it's a kindred, just like, here's what it is. You are human, and I am human, and each one of us are possessed with a spirit. And now, this in here, come to me for faith, and you are suffering, and in you is a spirit of sickness or something, and whatever it is, it knows if I can get you to believe, it's got to leave you see? And that's the reason it fights, so that's what makes it such a pull. And it's got a kindred spirit out there pulling the same way for help, you see? For he knows that he's troubled. For you're already healed. You had a female trouble, didn't you? You're healed. That's right.
I knew I was going to be.
Yeah. Your faith has saved you, sister.
Lady,
you sitting on the end there, didn't you have a female trouble sitting out there? Stand up on your feet just a minute. You're healed too, sister. God bless you.
You're healed.
God bless you. Now you may go. God bless you, sister. Good evening, sister. Isn't our master lovely?
Yes.
I just love him with all my heart. I believe you do too. Do you believe that that's his spirit that you feel now? You believe that that's him? You do. You and I are strangers, aren't we, sister? We don't know each other at all. If I would know anything of you, it would have to be like Jesus. The reason I talk to you is merely to contact your spirit. You understand that? This microphone's live, you see. I've got to contact your spirit first before I can see what's happened in your life. See, that's none of the audience's business. I'm just talking to you, see. And merely, this is just to contact you. Yes, ma'am. You believe that I have told the truth?
Yes, sir.
The confession that I've made, you believe it to be the truth, don't you, sister?
Yes, I do.
You've been a victim for quite a while, haven't you, sister?
Yes, sir.
You suffer with a female trouble, which has caused you for quite a while, and you got a heart trouble, isn't that right?
Yes,
smothering around the heart. Is that true? And you believed it, and when you prayed, you was praying recently and said, and thought if you could ever get to where I was, and you heard that you'd be healed. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's the prayer that you said. How would I know your prayer when you was leaning there to the side of that chair that day? Come here. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every gift, as I lay my hands upon this little woman, and thou hast said in thy words, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. God grant her healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing and happy to be well. Have faith now. Would you come forward, sister, now? Come believe with all your heart and don't doubt at all. Do you believe me as his prophet, as his servant? You believe. God be with you, mother. Yes? You're diabetic, aren't you, mother?
Yes.
Oh, insulin and stuff is so bad. I see you with those shots. Now, is that true? And you have a heart trouble or something, see you smother, hold your hands like this quite often, you get short of breath, don't you? Isn't that? I'm not reading your mind, I'm seeing a vision.
Yes.
And you have to watch yourself when you're walking on a street, don't you? Yes, I see it was there now. I see you trying to get off of a curb and you way you were taking your time. Isn't that right? Reasonably, by a place where there was a signboard, run this away. Isn't that right? Mother, go home and believe the Lord Jesus Christ and be made completely whole. Let us say praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ.
But now the woman here, I just talked to her, just like he did. She's the first one, just to catch her spirit. Now, if he will do the same thing, ladies, between you and I, that he did to the woman at the well, would you be willing to accept him as to give you what you've come to ask for? You know, I don't know enough about what you've ever seen yet. And you just come up out of the audience. I don't know you. Now, if he does, if he tells you what has been in your life, then it tells you what will be in your life, you know whether the first part's right or not, then you can have confidence to believe that the rest of it is right. Is that sure? That's right. But if I just told you what would be without telling you something about that, then you'd have a right to doubt it. You can say, well, he just said that. But you know whether your past life, what it's been. I don't say that he will, but he may. And you're conscious now that something's going on. If that is true, raise up your hand so the audience can see it. Between me and the woman, now to the scientific searchers, another dimension, that same light that was shown a few minutes ago in the picture standing between me and the woman. That's what makes her expressions the way they are. That's what makes her feel the way she feels. Real, quiet, humble, sweet feeling at the end. Finally. How wonderful that the Son of God has come to honor us. Now, the woman seems to be going away from me. And I see her at her home all bothered about something. She's extremely nervous. She's upset about something. And she has something like uritis. She has a spinal trouble also. That is true, thus saith Almighty God. But she's got something deeper than that down in her heart. And to yet God hasn't showed me. But that is true. There's something down deep in your heart that you're so desiring.
Yes.
If God will let me know that, will all shadows pass away?
Yes.
I see a big building coming inside. It's an institution. It's an insane institution. And there's a girl in there, which is your daughter. Her name's Shirley. Something like that is right. And you're here standing in her place to be prayed for. That thus saith the Lord. You believe?
I believe. I believe.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in thy kind, loving goodness, we believe beyond a shadow of doubt that this audience now believes that Jesus lives. And the Bible that has so plainly declared him is true. And he's here tonight, and I lay my hands upon this woman. And whatever her desires is, Lord, I pray sincerely that you'll give it to her from the depths of my heart. I ask it in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. May he give you a deep desire. Thank you, sister. That's the way you receive. See? You know something's a doing it, but it's your attitude towards what you're doing. That's what he asked me to do. You get the people to believe you, then be sincere when you pray. You're upset about something. You got a distress
nervous. Isn't that right? Is it a nervous condition? I see you always worrying, rubbing your hands. You have a habit of doing that. You get all excited about faith. Two, there, life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for you. You've had some trouble in life, haven't you? Yes, you have. And it's been in your own family. Isn't that right? Is that right? You've had some, it's one of your children has caused you trouble. Is that right? That's right. And hasn't that child tried to take your life?
Yes, sir.
And hasn't that been on a religious call by changing church, coming from a nominal church to a full gospel church? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And he gave you glass, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, didn't he poison someone else in that too? Wasn't there one
other boy?
The little boy. I see there was two of you got it. Is that true?
Yes.
God have mercy. Heavenly Father, be merciful to the woman. Spare, Lord, poor thing. Satan's trying to upset her. Oh, God, rebuke the devil that's trying to cause that boy. He'll lose his mind some of these days, and he'll go wild over that. God, I pray for him. God, be merciful and help this poor woman. And may she and the boy both live and be normally again. Satan, leave them in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Now go and the Lord bless you. You get over it and you're going to be all right. Let us say praise be to God. Come, lady. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe.
Amen.
You believe, lady?
Amen.
Like you had heart trouble, wouldn't you?
Yes.
All right, just go right on.
God
bless you. Be may well come, lady.
Now the Holy Spirit's here. Now look this way, lady. You believe me to be his prophet? Yes. I know now what's wrong with you. You're suffering with cancer. Is that right? That cancer's bad. And that cancer's on the breast. Is that right? It's on the right breast. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. Lord, be made well. Do you believe?
Yes.
You believe in God?
Yes.
You believe Christ was the Son of God?
Yes.
You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
You have a tumor.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes, sir.
And is that tumor located on your ear?
Yes.
Behind your left ear? Is that right? It don't show
yes.
from here, but it's right behind. There you are. All right. Now go on.
Now, sister, I know you're a Christian because your spirit feels welcome. You're a believer. But now in order that we want to talk just a few moments. And then in this talking, like our master did at the woman at the well. He just talked to her, told, see, you are human. I am a human. And we both have human spirit. And now, if there's anything wrong in you, see, then that is something that Satan's trying to do. That's an outside being from you. You understand that? If it's a cancer, if it's a tumor, or whatever it is, it's something outside of you. It's a life growing, or whatever it might be. Now, in here, I'm just a man, just your brother. And now, there's anointing coming here, which you're aware of it now, I think. You know it's something. I want you to watch, friends. Watch the patient's face when they come near here. Watch when it's coming like it is now. Watch them change the expression on their face when they come. Just just remember to watch. And now, if the angel of the Lord will come near, then the angel of sickness, which would be on you, he'll go to pull him. See? The angel of the Lord's near. Now, there's both powers, and they're fighting one against the other. Now, it depends on our faith. Now, that sickness, whatever you have, if that is a pulling on you, you see, it's going to try to put everything in your mind to keep you from believing that this is truth. See? And this, which is coming now, and me speaking to you, is trying to get you to believe that it's truth, you see. Now, here's the warfare. If you will believe it, then this year, Holy Spirit will pronounce the blessing, Satan has to leave. It has to be. Now, if you don't, now, as you're, when he goes away, you maybe get right away feel better. He walks in dry places. And he returns back with a symptom. Worse than he ever was. 7 times as bad, maybe. And when he does, if the good man of the house isn't standing there, that's faith, they get away. Now, the Bible says, go and sin no more, or a worse thing would come upon you. Is that right? That means go and disbelieve anymore. Sin is unbelief. That's the first thing. That's all there is to it, is unbelief. It's sin. Because when you believe, Jesus said, he that believeth shall not be condemned. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. It's all in faith if you believe it. Now, these gifts are added. Now, here's the Word of God originally. Do you believe that? That's for the nation, the world. But now, if there has to be something in your life that maybe you were keeping back, then these gifts are set here to reveal that prophetic thing. That's what God does through sovereign grace. Now, Jesus talked to the woman a little while until he got her spirit. Then he got in the channel that she was in, as I'd call it, channel, or spirit, that got her into that spirit. He seen what was wrong. He went right quick and told her what was wrong. And she turned and he never said, your sins are forgiven you. He never said nothing. But she knew that he was near, and she believed him to be the Messiah. Is that right? She said, come see a man who told me what the things that isn't this the very Messiah? Now, he never said your sins are forgiven and you don't live with those husbands no more or nothing like that. He never said a word to her. She just recognized that he was the Messiah because he knew what she had done. Now, if he will come down and reveal what's wrong with you, would you recognize it to be the Messiah? The same yesterday, today, and forever? Now, there's you're bothered with some kind of a growth. That's rectal trouble. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand. Is that hemorrhoid? Is that right? Now, that's from the back. And here some time ago, you don't realize what you've done. But haven't you got some kind of a stiffness in your back or something, some kind of a dislocated spinal disc? Or, isn't that right? Is that right? Yes, sir. You did that when you was a child. You didn't realize when you were doing it. You didn't know when you was doing it. You got a fall when you were jumping as a little girl. And that's dislocated a disc in your back. They just found it. You're just beginning to realize what it is. You've had that stiffness. Sometimes you can't get off of a bed or something. I see you trying to move or something through that hurting in your back. Is that right? When you was kneeling here a few days ago to pray by a chair or a bed or something in a room, is that right? A picture hanging to your left in the room. You just couldn't hardly get up for your back. Is that right? If it is, wave your hand like this. Now, I want to ask you something. You heard that voice speaking. That was not me. I was looking here before you and saw a vision which you know that only God alone would know the things. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, do you believe me to be his prophet?
I do.
Then you right now accept him as your healer?
Yes.
If you'll accept it right now as your healer, in the name of Jesus Christ, go home and be well.
Thank you.
How Do you believe with all your heart? You are very conscious of something going on. You are. You're very conscious of that. That believing that there's something supernatural. Now, that isn't going to hurt you. That's to bless you. You've never felt just that way before in your life. Like that. Isn't that right? If it is, raise your hand so that people can put you. That's the angel of the Lord. Your faith is moving in now. And since you've come right here, your faith has increased tremendously. Isn't that right? Because you're in His presence now. That's what's doing. You're bothered with some kind of something in your throat. Is that right? Throat trouble?
That's right.
God left me. Here it is. No. Haven't you had an operation?
Yes, I have.
You had a tube on the breast. It was cyst or something cut off the breast. Is that right?
That's right.
Two doctors is in the room there.
That's right.
Is that right? I see it in a place, kind of like a... All right, sister. God has confirmation to confirm your throat's healed. You go home. Look. If Jesus Christ, by His power, has sure got you anointed now like you've never been before in your life, and you're aware this is new to you, you know what I was thinking to say there, but you understand. See, this is new to you. All right. Now, if He's sure and knows what was in your life and can reveal it to a stranger what was in your life, don't He know what will be in your life? All right, you're healed. Go home now. Life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for you. For swinging between you and I comes a long, dark road. Down this road, I see you coming. There's something about the head. You're holding your head. It's headaches.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
For years. Aren't you a musician or something? Don't you play some kind of music or something, some kind of string music?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Come here, please.
Hallelujah.
Father, I bless my brother tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I ask you to heal him, Lord. May this leave him. And may you go from here tonight and get well as I ask this blessing in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Brother, look, no one has been able to find what that was.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
They thought first migraine, but I've seen a tall, thin-looking doctor shaking his head when migraine was matching to him.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It isn't migraine. No, it isn't. It was Satan. It's gone from you now.
You must
go bleeding.
Hallelujah.
You believe with all your heart? You believe that the scripture testimony of Jesus Christ is the truth?
Yes.
For to see you had a lump on your nose there, a place on your nose, anyone could see that and know that you'd like for that to be taken away. God can do that. But one of the main things that you're concerned about tonight is you're very nervous, upset, and you have arthritis also. Isn't that right? And you've had an operation, and that operation was a rectal operation for a tumor. You've never been well since. Is that right? You want to be well then? I say, do you want to be well now? Raise up your hand, accept Jesus Christ as your healer. Do you do it? Then go in Jesus Christ's name and be made well. Amen. You know, to get over your condition,
yeah.
Your arthritis, be made well, and go home. Yeah. Well, no matter how long you've had it, if you believe right now that Jesus Christ makes you fit, for perfectly whole, set you free, will you accept it?
Yes.
Raise up your hands like this. Yeah, I believe that. Clap your hands together like this. Lord, I believe. Let's receive that now like this. Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe.
Now go ahead, you're free. God bless you. Go on. You sit down.
Just a
minute. Yes. You hear me now, of course.
Yes.
See? Your deafness and everything has prostate trouble, which is making you nervous too. Yes. All of that, he don't heal you just of one thing. He heals you of all, brother. He your signatures and all. So you've been deaf in this ear for years?
Yes, for 45
years. Yes, sir. Now you hear it, though, don't you?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
You're not deaf anymore, brother. When he comes to do it.
Oh, excuse me. All right, honey. Come here. I'm sorry, honey. I'm awfully sorry. What a fine little lad. Now, just a moment. Now, little lad, I want you to come here just so you just lean up against me like this. I want you to put your arm around me. I think you're a fine little boy. Now, so that the people can hear you, I just look this other way toward. I'll not be looking at your eyes, you see. So it's just, I'd say for the people to look at me, but I want you to hold on to me. Now, in here, now a long time ago, there was a wonderful person here on earth, and his name was Jesus of Nazareth, and he was the Son of God. Do you believe that?
Yes,
I do. You do. And he came down on the earth, and one day the disciples were by him. They put the people away because the people were thronging up on him and they'd touch him and virtue would go out and he'd get weak and so forth. And so they had to keep the people away from him. But some little boys about like you come up one day and little girls and the disciples started to put him back. He said, "Suffer little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." Now, if Jesus was here tonight, he'd take a hold of you and you'd sit on his lap or something. Wouldn't you like to do that? Oh, I would too. My. Now, you believe that Jesus of Nazareth sent Brother Branham down here to do his work?
Yes, I do.
You believe that? Bless his heart. That little faith pulls it right down. There it is. This little lad is suffering from a nervous trouble. Isn't that right, sonny boy?
Yes.
You can't sleep at night, can you, honey?
No.
Honey boy, you've had a great desire in your heart. You wanted to be a minister, isn't that right?
Yes.
That's right. God bless you, my sonny boy. Our Heavenly Father, I bless this little boy in your name. And may he be healed and may he go home tonight and sleep just as sound. May the nervousness all leave the little lad and may you give him the desire of his heart to become your servant, and may he grow in strength and favor before God and man, may he make a great minister of the gospel, Father, if you tarry that long. I bless him now for his healing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in whom he loves. Amen. My little boy, the nervousness is going from you. You're going to be a normal, well little boy. God bless you, honey boy. God bless you. Oh, my, isn't that wonderful? 88 and about 6 there talking to each other. Both of them healed by seeing a vision of the Lord. Mother, what was said to the little boy? It said, "Praise the Lord." Is that the truth? Was that the truth, whatever it was? Father, is that right? If it is, raise your hand so the people can see it. That's truth, for the parent says it's true. Hasn't the little boy longed to be a minister, talked about it? I could hear him as he said, "I want to be a preacher." See, I heard his little voice out. And I know it's true when I've seen the vision of him, seen his nervousness, restless at night, turning, get up, and so forth. Isn't that right? Make him weaken his kidneys and everything. Isn't that right? Now he's going to get all right. He'll be over that and he'll be all right. I don't fear. The Lord who knows what is, knows what was, and knows what will be. Is that right?
Pour out his spirit upon us all. But do you believe that he is risen from the dead? You are. And you're believing for this wonderful faith you have. And I'm happy for that. For you're in a serious condition. You have been through an operation. And that operation was in the female organs down here. And they found cancer. And the cancer has scattered it. And it's went all through your body, all through your lower organs. That's it. Can I talk to you just a minute, son?
Even water. Simple water.
I couldn't say that before the audience. But is that the truth?
That's true.
Nobody in the world but God Almighty alone would know that. Is that right?
Yes.
You believe He makes you well now, son?
I
God bless you. Oh, you shall have what you... God bless her in the name of Jesus Christ. How do you do, sister? Do you believe what you see to be coming from God with all your heart? I believe we are strangers, my sister. Perhaps the Lord would tell me what was your trouble. Would you believe it with all your heart? Well, if it's the truth, you'd have to say it was the truth. Isn't that right? Of course, of your age, you have a few things of that age that would be. But one of the outstanding things that you're trying to get rid of is arthritis. Isn't that right? Do you believe you are rid of it now? You do? If you're the one suffering, I'm just his prophet. Do you accept it now?
Yes, I
accept it. All right, raise your hands up and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, feet up and down, go up at that point. There you are, you have no more arms around. God bless you. You believe the heart trouble left you, brother?
Amen.
Go ahead, you are. what was you here this afternoon in the meeting?
Yes.
You were. Do you believe that what I'm speaking here concerning Jesus Christ is the truth?
Yes.
You do? You believe that? Yes. Isn't that strange? As soon as you said that, a real strange feeling come to you, didn't it? That was the angel of the Lord. He's with you now. I wish everybody had faith like that.
Hallelujah.
You had a lot of trouble, haven't you, brother?
Yes.
You've had some operations in your life.
Yes.
One of them is on the spine.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Thank the Lord.
And you got I see him putting something around your arm to try to test blood. It's a low blood pressure.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're also extremely nervous, caused from that bad condition.
Yes, sir.
Is that the truth?
Truth.
All right, come here just a moment. You know anyone out there? Any people out there?
A few.
All right. You know that's the truth of the man? You know him? I've never seen him in my life. Just now I couldn't tell you what was told him. It's something there about an operation, I know. But now, you wonder what happened. It was breaking into another dimension, or what you want to call it that. I called into another world. Perhaps told him things of what he did in his life, what's taking place. Maybe years and years ago. But every word of it was the truth. Is that right, brother?
That's right. Amen.
Can you hear the voice? Can you all hear it coming in when it's just... Let you and I talk again just a moment. Because you got such good faith. A person of that type. Now, whatever was said about you is the truth. Is that right?
Sure.
I'm talking to you. It's like the Lord talked to the woman at the well.
Yes.
He said, bring your drink of water. See, only thing he was trying to do is catch her spirit.
Yes.
And then he found out what she'd been doing. She was an adulteress. And he told her, and she said, well, I see that you're a prophet. You remember the story?
Sure. Yes.
You got more trouble in your home, too.
Yes, sir.
It's your wife. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It's something in her neck and head keeps hurting. Is that right? Is that the truth?
That's right. Yes.
Well, now you're both healed. You can go home and get well. God bless you. Lord Jesus, bless my brother. All right, bring the lady. Come. Suppose that we are strangers, are we ladies? Now, if God knows what was in life, He knows what will be in life. And if God will reveal to me what was in your life, and then will tell me what will be in your life, If he tells me what was, if you'll know whether that's the truth or not, because you've lived up that space of life. But then if he tells you the truth about that, you'd believe he'd tell the truth about the other, wouldn't the rest of it be true? Thank you, sister. Now you're aware that something's going on. You're conscious of that. Now that isn't nothing. Did you see that picture of the angel of the Lord? Have you been here when they had it was passing out to the audience last week?
No.
I don't think we have one here tonight. It was taken. Standing on a platform of 30,000 people, the American Photographer Association. Now that's what you feel. It's in the supernatural realm. Now see that you're very, very sick. You have a cancer. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That cancer is in the womb, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Only chance is God. And He is a chance. He's the cure. Will you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Will you accept it?
Yes, sir.
Come here. Heavenly Father, I pray now as I lay hands upon her, may the Holy Spirit come upon her and condemn that cancer and curse. May it be drove from her this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Morning, Evan. Just a moment. A deaf. Oh, it's this man standing here. There's a deaf man. Tie your head up over him. Almighty God, Author of life, Giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this man. I pray that you'll heal him. Thou, Death Spirit, leave the man, come out of him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I charge thee before God and the divine gift, leave the man. Can you hear me, sir? You're well? God bless you. You raise your head, the man can hear perfectly. Yes. Say amen. Say, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You're healed, brother. You've been kind of nervous lately, haven't you? It's a prostate trouble. It's been bothering you. And it's stuffy. But it's gone from you, too. You've been getting up at night. You don't, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Nobody knows that from the bathroom. Is that right?
Right.
Is that the honest truth?
Yes.
All right, you're healed now. All your Lord rejoices. Let's say thanks be to God. Go tell the unbelievers, the deaf hear, the blind see, the cripples are raised up. Blessed is he who is not offended in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've come from a distance here. Is that right? You come on a bus, didn't you? I see you getting on a bus and getting off of a bus. Now, just a moment, it left me. Yeah. Oh, yes? That's right. And you have something that's in the liver. Isn't that right?
Right.
Cancer in the liver. Is that the truth?
That's
the truth. Now, if that's the truth, let the people know. Now, you hear that was talking. That wasn't me. That was just my voice, but I could hear myself. Now, let's talk just a little longer, Stephen. Do you believe me to be his prophet?
Yes, sir.
You do that. I believe you do too. With all your heart. God bless you. You have other sorrows in your heart too. You're concerned about someone. Is that right? It's a boy. Isn't that right? And that boy had an operation some time ago. It was on the spine. And it paralyzed him. And the only thing he can lift is his left hand. And two fingers on that left hand. I see him moving the fingers. Is that right? Isn't he a great lover of sports such as fishing and hunting and like that? Isn't that true? God bless you, come. Our Heavenly Father, be merciful to this poor woman standing hopeless, helpless, without you. God grant the blessings that she desires. Thou knowest all about her. I can't remember at this time, but thou knowest all things. And I pray that you'll bless her and give her the desire of her heart, making her well In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Sister, with your faith, yes, there's something about you just keeps moving on. I said, you're fading away from front of me again. You're going to get well.
Thank
well, God bless you.
Thank
you're
God.
Going to get well. God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful faith. I wish everybody here had faith like that. How do you do, sister? Do you believe all these things?
I sure do.
You believe the preaching of the Word is truth?
Yes, sir.
You do. And you believe that faith cometh by hearing of the Word? You believe that what we ask God, we receive because we believe we get what we ask for? And will you believe with me?
Yes.
And for your faith, that you believe that God could tell me what's wrong with you?
He could.
He could. You believe He will?
I believe He will.
You got a little scare because that you had a cancer.
That's right.
And the cancer was in the head or in the ear, I'd say.
Right.
In the ear.
That's right.
And
I have two in my ear too.
And you're afraid that the cancer is coming to the ear. Is that right? And that's in the right ear. That's where I see where it was examined, looking to that ear. Is that true?
That's right.
All right, come here just a moment. Lord Jesus, I bless this poor old mother. No doubt at all, Lord, but this poor little old feeble hand that I've got here now has washed so many days washing, brushed back the tears from the crying baby's eyes as she rocked it. Been a mother, but oh, God, it takes someone now, a nail-scarred hand, to brush back the fears and tears here. Grant it, Lord. May she go home and all fears leave, and may she get well, live many more happy days. I bless her for this purpose in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now, being happy, rejoicing. And
thank you, Jesus.
That's the way to do it. All right. All right. Do you believe, lady? Do you believe the things that you hear is the truth?
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, there's something with this lady that somebody's got sitting right out through there somewhere.
Oh, glory be.
The angel of the Lord swept up in there. It's that lady sitting right there with high blood pressure. You're healed, sister. You had diabetes. And you're healed, so you won't be rejoicing through the blood. Here's a little boy that's a speech. Let's just bow our heads just a moment, will you? Everybody bow your head. He's a little baby boy. You just follow what you believe now with all your heart. Blessed Savior, this little chap standing here. And what would it be to be like this? And maybe the little fellow is too little to have any conception of knowing what real faith would be, but just as Papa would promise him a little suit or something, he'd look forward to getting it. And maybe we pray that he's looking forward right now to this healing of his speech. And the Bible said, when the dumb spirit left the man, he could speak. And thou art God. And we pray that you, not as we ask signs, no, Lord. We believe your word. We've seen you stand here. You know the secret of every heart. And right at this minute, you can reveal anything to people in here because thou art a revealer of the secrets of hearts and man. Daniel claimed that. And the Bible claims it. And we know that it's true. Thou knowest the secret of the heart. 10 or 11 years ago, you let me tell this same audience that that would come to pass, and they are living here today to see it come to pass. That's enough for us, Lord. We believe. Now, just that it might be said that the little boy who is so small he can't have faith hardly for himself, let the speech come clear to him now, Lord, that he can speak. I ask in Christ's name. Now, with every head bowed, everyone in prayer wants to take the little lad. What's his name? Philip, one time a man named
Philip went and got a man named Nathaniel, and he brought him. If Jesus could heal you, maybe you could get some other little boy you could talk to him. I want you to say what I say, Philip. And I want you to believe now, please. Say, I love Jesus. I say it out loud. I love Jesus. All right, raise your head. Philip, say, I
love
Jesus.
Jesus.
Praise
God.
It's over, brother. Let's say praise the Lord. As I look at her gentle, kind-looking, old motherly face, God only knows what she's gone through. I look down this poor little wrinkled hand, no doubt it's had her little babies on the cheek, washed clothes for her. No one knows the sorrow that's passed over her brow, but Christ alone. But as a mother and as a woman, I'm asking Christ to do something. Oh, blessed God, who made the heavens and earth, cursed be the blindness on this woman's eye, and may she this night be healed, and may that spirit of blindness that's on her eyes begin to move back, and may the sight begin to break in your eyes this very hour. Blessed Father, your humble, unprofitable servant, praise this prayer of faith to the best of my knowledge for this gentle, sweet-looking little woman standing here. Now I ask for sight in her eyes, in Christ's name. Now keep your head bowed just a moment. I'm not asking that this has to be done for sight, but I'm asking if Christ will just do a little something here to encourage her. A blind person always seems to be so... Oh, so tore up or something, you're sitting in a dark world. Now, everybody just be silent in your prayer with your head down. As you have your eyes over the lids over your eyeballs, I'll hold that way just a moment. And now, I want you to look directly at me in Christ's name. Can you see me? You can see me. Wonderful. Touch my nose. Well, bless the Lord. Open your eyes, everybody. We can see the Lord is healing. Oh, my Lord. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Well, she's counting. Just go to count down and show me. Just go along with your fingers. Just saying, like pointing to so they can see.
Land?
Yes, huh?
Land.
Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. What happened? God bless you, Mother. Go right off the platform, rejoice. Watch, she's walking by herself. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody.
You have a female trouble for one thing, then you've got a stomach trouble, which is a peptic ulcer in the bottom of your stomach also. Isn't that right? Is that right? You want to get well?
I do.
You believe you're healing now?
I do.
Go, as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. Let's say praise be to God. All right, sir. What do you think about this?
Believe you're a prophet of God.
Believe, thank you, sir. Not because it's an honor for myself. It is to be serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Then if you believe me to be his prophet, then God can do something for you. Look to me like this if you believe me to be his prophet. All right, you suffer cancer. Of course, you realize that. You're sick, man ready to die. And here's another thing. You're seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? If it is, raise up your hand. Go and receive your healing and the Holy Ghost in the name of God.
What was the Lord, what do you want the Lord to do for you, sister? You want to be healed, be in a need. All right. She's hard of hearing and in need. So let us bow our heads and pray. Now, blessed Lord,
here is a woman who is anemia, and blood cells of white eat up the red. She's hard of hearing, but thou, Lord, can heal her and make her well. I pray that you will grant it. And as I tonight with this church of God lay hands upon her, and Lord, now we don't ask for miracles, but we would desire, Lord, of thee, that it might encourage those who are looking on, that you would restore this woman's hearing to her perfectly, that she would be able to hear, and that would give her faith to believe more for her anemia condition. And now may it be so, as we, the Church of God, pray this prayer of faith to you, asking kindly in the way you said, ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it. We ask God in Jesus' name to heal the woman. Amen. Now, which ear were you hard hearing me? Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Now she can hear perfectly. She said, here's her word, she could hear, but it all be messed together. She couldn't hear. Now watch her now. Hear me now?
Yes, I do.
Just sit you my ear.
Yes, I do. Praise the Lord.
Man, that's a whisper.
No,
I think we ought to thank our Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the word.
Now, he's still the same God tonight. Do you believe that? You believe that? I suppose we're strangers, aren't we? Never met in life before. You're just a woman here in the audience. Got a prayer card and come up on the platform. But now, if Jesus has risen from the dead, he was able to tell me what you're up here for. He can tell me what you have been, what you are now, what you will be. Is that right? Certainly. No secret is with him. Did you ever read the little book, a little book called, I think called Prophet Visits Africa or something like that? Did you ever see the picture of that angel?
Yeah.
You saw the picture of it. I'm only trying to talk to you this, like he did at the woman at the well. You've been through some trouble, just been operated on. That comes from the back or around this way, under the side, the knife, oh, it was a gallbladder.
Yeah.
A gallbladder operation. The two doctors is in the room that have taken the gallbladder. You've never been well since. Sick all the time. You've never done the job right. Jesus Christ can do it. Do you believe that?
Oh,
go ahead. It's done now. God bless you. God.
Baby, I want you just to look at me. It just because you're human, I am a human. And we both as well, we got to stand before God someday. We got to give an account for our lives. And now you have a human spirit. I have a human spirit because God ordained us to be that way. Now, but if there's any sickness, maybe you got something, I don't know. Maybe you got cancer. Maybe you got some kind of female trouble. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, that's a disease which is the devil of the darkness. That's right. It's of darkness. It's not of light. Sickness is of darkness to kill you. God is light, who brings light. Now, in here, in your conscience, that something is here. Your conscience, something's going on. Now, that's the angel of the law. Now, he can reveal to me what is wrong with you if he desires to. If he doesn't, I can't. But being, yes, now the lady is moving right back from me just as fast as she can go. She's got something, some kind of headache trouble. And if something hurts her up here all the time, like a headache, scientist or something is causing a headache, I see her rubbing her head. Is that right, lady? Now, if that was right, raise up your hand so people see.
Correct.
I never seen the lady, but I've seen a lady, she holds her head like this, and she has severe pain in her head. And another thing I noticed, now the lady leaves again. You're extremely nervous, aren't you, lady? Real nervous. Uh-huh. I see you very much upset about something. Not just, I see when something is just, say, don't you have a loved one in the hospital?
A husband is your husband.
He's just been operated.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right?
Isn't he a veteran or something in some kind, a veteran hospital?
Okay.
Is that right? And say, I see what makes God bless her soul. You just lost a boy, haven't you?
Yes.
A boy is in the Navy, wasn't he?
Yes.
Down out in, is that true?
That's true.
God bless you, mother. Go your headaches and see God has blessed you. And may he, as a dear poor little war mother, bless her in peace. All right, come here, sir. I suppose we're strangers, too.
Yes.
We are. Now, I couldn't heal you, sir, if I had to. Only thing I can do is to pray to God for you. And if God would show me what was wrong with you, well, I could tell you. If he didn't, I couldn't. Of course, you know that. I'm a stranger. You're aware of that. The reason I talk to you is just so the anointing gets started on swiftly so I can get to the people, you understand. You should. You're a minister of the gospel. Is that right?
Yes.
I see you stand on the platform. You've had a nervous breakdown, haven't you?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
That's right. 6 weeks.
All right. Just a minute. I see someone standing near you. It's your wife. And she suffers too.
Yes.
And she has a gland trouble or something. Isn't
that's
that
right.
right?
That's right.
Now,
she's
listen.
In the audience.
Is she in the audience?
Yes.
Isn't she kind of a woman that she's got on a black hat and she's got little flowers like in front of it?
Yes.
And she wears glasses, doesn't she?
That's right.
Go put your arm around her, lay your hand on her, both of you go home, you're going to get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to bow your head a minute for a death spirit on the woman. Would you bow your head this moment? We're not trying to... Now, as I was only showing that the blind could see, I didn't do that to be smart. Certainly it's given to me to cast out evil spirits. But I let the people have their faith. You must have faith yourself. But sometimes, it seems something in my heart says, do this, that the people might know that I am with them. That's the reason, by the grace of God, restored sight to the blind man. That's the reason tonight that you will see, maybe, if God willing. The woman here, as you see, the deaf spirit, she's trying to lean forward to read my lips. But now you bow your head, keep your head bowed, but I'll ask you to raise your head, please. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, thou dost know all things, and know that thy servant is not trying to make a show of thy being. But Lord, only that the people might know that you're God and I am your servant, I ask for this to be done widely open just now. And this woman is unprivileged of hearing the gospel. The Bible tells us by word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. Now, if she, this deaf spirit has her bound that she cannot hear, then, Father, she cannot have faith like she would if she could hear the gospel. Then I ask for a miracle. I ask to restore the hearing of this woman. And grant it, Father, for your glory. If thy servant has found grace in thy sight, let it be so tonight. For your glory, and for all an ensign to Chicago, that they must repent, our destruction lays ahead. I pray that you'll grant these blessings through Jesus thy Son. And now, Satan, you who deafen the woman, I charge thee by the living God, and by the Son of the living God, whom I represent here, by a gift of divine healing, ministered to me by an angel, come out of the woman, you can't hold her.
I'm free.
You hear me now? Open your eyes, look this way. You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
You have something wrong with your feet.
Yes.
They'll heal also. Now, go and rejoice in heaven. Let's say praise the Lord. My lady, you believe it'll heal you? You believe it'll take away the body? Everything is wrong with you. Believe it'll make you well right now? Lord Jesus, I pray that you will heal this woman and make her completely well for your glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sisters. Go rejoice. I just, Reverend, you'll be in just a moment. I don't know whether one of the ladies that left this room is healed. I see it hanging this away. The spirit of the living God, but they were moving and I couldn't tell just what happened.
It looked like someone standing. Now, it's following the lady that just come by this way. It's riding around her. It stays. Oh, it's a lady sitting there with a pink looking dress on. With her head down, she's in prayer. She's suffering with diabetes. You believe, lady, with all your heart? You believe that Jesus, you were in prayer, you were believing. He heard your prayer. That lady, I see what it was. Remain standing just a moment. That lady was just here, wasn't that diabetic also? That's where that spirit is calling from. Or it was you in prayer to be healed of diabetes. Isn't that right? That is true. And that spirit is following the lady. If you want to see grace of God, look here. Someone was disturbing, moving out. And I know something happened. It was a woman in prayer. A lady was healed of diabetes. She on the platform, moved around, and missed the woman, and the Holy Spirit with grace following this woman. She got right there and stopped. Satan knowing his time had come, the Holy Spirit pointing the woman out. I never seen it before like that. You're a believer, sister, are you? You're also, that's your husband in front of you there. Is that right? He's suffering with a nervous trouble. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. That's your child. That's a picture. Isn't that right? You also have a daughter. Isn't that right? She's in Bible school. Isn't that right? She has a girl. God makes you well. Everyone has to be healed by God. You just rise and believe that I've been healed.
How do you do, lady? I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other. Only the Lord Jesus knows us. Or He has said it, blessed it. Between you and I is the Holy Spirit. And also just above you is a shadow of darkness. Real deep stars are hanging near you. What it is, it's the death. You have been to a doctor, yes. And they have, I see the doctor turn, it's not a chunky built fellow, as he shakes his head. It's cancer, and he's giving you up, it's beat you up, dear.
Well,
you
can up my whole body. But I came from my promise.
Come. Lord Jesus, I condemn this devil. Spirit, if I tell you the suffering of Jesus Christ and drive death from her, and may life enter into her body this night, and the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lay my hands up on her to confirm this word to her that He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord Jesus, I believe your word, and I condemn death as hanging near her and ask her to leave through Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll write to your testimony, thanking God and praising Him with all your heart. Go.
All right. Come in. Oh, He's wonderful. I believe those people are getting healed. Don't you believe it?
They are.
I believe you are too. Don't you believe it? I believe God's goodness is just pouring into you right now, don't you? What is God's goodness? His faith pouring into you. See? Pouring into your spirit. Now, everyone, wherever. Now, His presence is here. Just because I'm not telling the people what's wrong with them, well, you just, see, you just remember that His presence is here anyhow. See, His presence is here. Do you believe that, lady?
I sure do.
You do. You're a good believer. All right. Do you believe that He can make you well? You can. You know He can. Now, if I don't say a word to you, don't even mention your disease or whatever's wrong with it, I don't know at this time. But if He will make known to me what it is, or don't have to do that, if I just pray for you, you're going to get well, aren't you? You're going to get well. All right. Now, look, to help your faith, so that you'll know
It's a very odd thing that's wrong with you. Isn't that right? And doctor after doctor can't tell you what's wrong with you. Is that right?
That's right.
Now listen, isn't it right in the back of your neck, a drawing? Isn't that right? Come here just a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, the poor little woman standing here, and she don't realize, and the doctor can't find that devil that's sitting there that's come upon her to afflict her. But Lord, you know where he's laying there. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I lay my hands on her neck and rebuke that demon. Come out of her. Thou devil, leave the woman.
The blessings of a cup of their room and the golden blessings of God. Oh, Humilan Raha, God's blessings to the people. Have faith in God. Those people, no matter what's said to them or what's done, they're getting healed anyhow. Not a person watches expressions in their face when they're coming by. Almighty God, who sent his angel to the room that night, you say that's fanaticism. A brother, the whole world knows about it and knows it's the truth. The scientific world knows it's the truth. I have come speaking in his name, Jesus Christ, and he's confirming the words that's been said that it is the truth. Hallelujah.